Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
I am so delighted to have Rashida Gay here with us for this podcast series. So Rashida is an NLP mindset coach, a hypnotherapist, and a life and business coach who works with women entrepreneurs who would like to create successful online businesses. Rashida, welcome.
Thank you, Emma, for having me.
Yeah, happy you're here. So what inspired you to start doing work around trauma?
So I came from a dysfunctional family environment as a child. I experienced childhood sexual abuse. My mother left the home when I was really little, and I didn't live with my mother full time. It was sort of off and on. And so I understand the effects of trauma as a child, on my adult life, on my business, on my career. And I realized in my life, probably in my 20s, when I got out of college and I started my career, I realized that there was all these insecurities and blocks and limiting beliefs that were holding me back from being the sort of professional woman that I wanted to be. And I realized I needed to get some help.
Okay, cool. And you've lifted up blocks and limiting beliefs. I would love for you to explain to listeners what you mean by that.
Sure. So, in essence, our limiting beliefs are any beliefs that we have about ourselves or about the world, about other people, about the possibilities of life to create the life or the business that we want to. And so it's anything that is sort of self-created. It's any way we're limiting ourselves. As far as emotional blocks are just, they're varied. For me, my emotional blocks were around low self-esteem, feeling insecure, not feeling comfortable in my skin, always being concerned with what people thought about me, what they were saying about me, and not really being in my own power.
Beautiful. Yeah, and those beliefs, the ones that you lifted up, I know resonate with a lot of people who are going to be listening to this. I'll add in a couple of more of my personal favorites that I've wrestled with for decades. I have ones like, I am not lovable. I'm a fraud. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I can't trust anyone. I can't trust myself. So these are what you're sharing is paradigms, almost lenses through which we view the world.
Correct. Yeah. It's disempowering. Yeah. I felt so disempowered all the time, and I just didn't want to live the rest of my life feeling that way.
Yeah. And so talk about how having those limiting beliefs affects especially women entrepreneurs in business.
That list could go on for days and days and days. So it shows up in so many different ways. So it shows up in not feeling confident, not being able to promote and market ourselves, not being able to ask for a sale, not being able to ask for more money. Thinking that you're not good enough, that people won't support what you're doing. There's just so many different ways that I found that it showed up in the very beginning of business. And I knew, and I was a sales rep before too, so my background is in sales. And I remember like going to knock on a principal's door when I was a yearbook sales rep and feeling all these feelings of I'm not good enough, they're not going to want to see me, they're not going to buy from me. And literally, I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that whatever's happening within me is manifesting outward. And so when that principal opens the door, can you imagine what he's saying to me? Literally what's spinning in my head and in my heart. And so I realized that all those different insecurities and blocks and limiting beliefs were going to be showing up in my reality. And I wasn't willing to continue to live that way.
Was there a moment or a time in which you had an aha and you were able to see really clearly that those beliefs were having a significant impact on your ability to sell.
Definitely, definitely. I remember being in, you know, sales conversations, you know, in meetings with decision makers who could say yes or no about buying a service or a program, and feeling like tongue-tied, feeling like I couldn't get my words out, feeling like they were judging me. And I'm very present. I've always been very present with myself. And so I remember hearing the thoughts in my head and feeling those feelings. And so there's been so many times where before I started to get help, you know, from coaches and practitioners, there were so many times where I felt disempowered in sales conversations and, you know, didn't get to sell, you know. For all I know, the person on the other end could have been like, she's an amazing person and I love her product, but I didn't have the confidence. And people buy confidence. They buy you, you know, not just your product. And so if you show up and you're not confident and you don't feel good about yourself, then it's not going to set the right tone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and at a very minimum, in my experience, it's going to cause an entrepreneur to not actually ask for the sale.
True.
They're going to kind of hem and haw and hope that the other person will eventually pick up on the fact that they would like to sell them something. Yeah, it's really interesting. It's so sneaky how this stuff can show up and affect us in our business.
It's so true. I remember, like, when I first had to just say, do you want to buy this? Like, do you accept this offer? Like, I remember the feelings of feeling like, oh, they're going to say no. And guess what? They say no. Right. So I had to really get some help around, you know, being comfortable to ask for what I want and being confident in myself and my abilities.
Beautiful. So how does this play into the work that you do now as an NLP mindset coach, hypnotherapist, and life and business coach?
So what I do that I think is really different than a lot of business coaches do is I believe that healing needs to be done at the root. So I use inner child hypnosis. I use NLP to help women to go back into the past and figure out, you know, when did this all start? Why am I not confident? Why do I not believe in myself? Why do I not accept myself, right? Why do I care about being rejected? Why do I feel like I will be rejected? Those sort of feelings and beliefs all came from childhood. You were not born feeling that way. If you look at any child, and I have two children, and they are my greatest teachers, they come into the world just thinking they're amazing and they're great and everything's possible for them. So somewhere along the line, whether it's a parent or a teacher or, you know, family members, they have imprinted our sense of identity and our sense of, you know, our belief systems and our feelings about ourselves. And so I help them go backwards a little bit and do some healing work before I teach them how to implement business strategy for building a successful business.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah, because what happens is if we start with the business strategy and we haven't addressed the wounds or our underlying belief system, is the strategy is not going to work.
Right. They don't implement it. They won't implement it. So, and I've met so many women that have done so many, you know, coaching programs, and they're still stuck because they're not actually doing the day-to-day work because they have all these fears and limiting beliefs and blocks in the way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Can you do a little education for us on what NLP is?
Sure. So NLP is, you know, a whole range of different techniques that we use to help people to shift their minds and to help them to create new associations in their brain between how they want to feel and what they want to believe. And so I don't use every single technique, but the techniques that I use the most in my programs are I use a technique called timelining, and that's where I literally put the person into a relaxed state of consciousness, and then I take them back in time to the root memory. For instance, if they feel unworthy or they feel, you know, they have a fear of rejection, I'll timeline them back to that time where it originally started, and usually it's like between the ages of 2 to 7, and I will have their adult self go in to their child's body and re-imprint the emotions that that child was feeling in the memory. And what's amazing is that it helps them to not only look at things differently, because, you know, when you're a child, like, everything's hurtful. You know, children take things very literally, literal, can't say that word. And so it helps them to see that, to see, you know, from the parent side or from the teacher side, that that wasn't their intention to hurt them. And also they get to understand how the child was feeling, and then they get to re-imprint the feelings of the child. So that's the one that I use the most. Other techniques that I use in NLP are a lot of visioning. So helping people to associate, you know, a way that they want to, not a way, helping them to associate what they want to create with a feeling. So the way we create is through visioning, through seeing it first in our minds, and then associating a feeling. How do we want to feel when we create that particular vision? So I help them do a lot of that work in my programs too.
Cool. And when you're talking about imprinting a feeling, is it a felt, is it a body sense that you're focusing on?
Correct. It's literally, okay, now you're inside of yourself. You're seeing this vision of the empowered woman that you truly are, that you know that you are. Now feel the feelings of that in your body. Feel the feelings of what an empowered woman would feel like, right? See yourself as her and then feel that. And it really helps them to be able to actually see themselves as this powerful woman and feel what that would feel like, so that then when they're in a situation where they're feeling disempowered, they can just close their eyes and see themselves as that woman in the stance that that powerful woman would take, and then feel the feelings, open their eyes. For instance, like, a lot of people are afraid of doing Facebook Lives, so I teach them to be and feel that empowered feeling first, close their eyes, feel it, and then open their eyes, and then just go live. And they tell me it has worked wonders with being able to, you know, do Facebook Lives with confidence.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, and what you're really lifting up is shifting from more of that victim mentality to more of an empowered mentality. And lots of times, folks who come from trauma will, and there's no judgment here, but I think that right. This is an important nuance to lift up. What I see is that they will wait for their external environment to acknowledge them, love them, support them, throw money at them, fix their yes. problems, whatever. But actually, what needs to happen first is that self-empowerment.
Yes, yes. I tell them all the time that you have to feel that way inside first before that feeling will show up in your reality through people saying to you, like people say to me, oh, I really love your work and I love what you do, but that's what lives inside of me. So they're just a mirror. People are a mirror of what's happening within me. So I totally agree.
Yeah. So was there a moment in time, and I'm just curious about this, was there a moment in time for you, Rashida, where you said to yourself, this reality that I grew up in is not my reality anymore. I am choosing a different way of being in the world.
Oh my God, yes. I remember at the age of 10 telling my dad, I don't know who dropped me here in the middle of the inner city of Philadelphia. I don't know why I'm here in this crazy family. I don't know why I'm in this neighborhood, but I'm getting out of Philadelphia. I'm getting out of this place. I'm going to college. I'm going to, you know, have an amazing life. And even as a kid, I would literally cut out the JCPenney's catalogs, the furniture catalogs, because we always had, you know, we lived in like really broken down homes and didn't have good furniture. And, you know, there were times lights got cut off. And I remember as a child visioning, I would cut out the catalogs and make my little dollhouses, and I would see myself with my 2.3 kids and my family. And so this is why I understand the power of creating from the inside, because I was doing it as a child. I even journaled. I would literally journal when I was hurting and journal when I wanted. And the practices that I teach my clients, it's funny because I'm literally doing the same things that I did as a kid.
Wow. That's a
yeah.
really powerful story. So somehow, even at that early age, your soul knew that you were meant to be on a different path.
Yes. I remember watching TV and being like, I'm supposed to be on TV. I want to be on TV. So I really do believe you're right. I do believe that our souls choose our path and that we know, you know, the way to get from, you know, point A to point Z. And it's a matter of just listening all the time to the intuition inside, even when we're terrified.
Yeah. And what you're really reflecting on now is the capacity of acknowledging whatever your current reality is, whatever situation you're in. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this and saying, why can't I fucking make more money in my business? Or why isn't this working? Why is this so hard? You literally can shift from that reality to whatever you desire, whether that be a six-figure business, a seven-figure business, homes in multiple locations, the family of your dreams, serving clients all over the world, whatever it is, you can create it. Because if you have the power, if you have the capacity to see that vision, you also have the capacity to move toward creating that as a reality.
I totally agree. I really believe that we can create our own reality.
Yeah. So what do you want to say to someone who's feeling really stuck right now?
I just want to say to them that no matter where you are right now, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you know where you want to go, that you work on your self-confidence and self-love and acceptance. And every day you work on creating that vision inside first and then taking the inspired action, meaning listening to yourself, listening to your intuition, listening to your inner guidance and knowing. And even when it sounds scary, just jumping and doing it, because that's what I did. I literally just jump. Even when I'm terrified, I jump. And things always go, you know, in the way that are beneficial to me. So I would say just really work on that inner confidence and inner fire and inner knowing, and you're going to always get to an amazing place, the place that you always wanted to be.
Beautiful. Yeah, and you and I, we have that in common. We have that capacity to take those giant leaps of faith, even if we don't know exactly what's going to happen. So let's talk about that for a minute, the role of faith, the role of believing in something greater than ourselves, and how that can help us create what we desire.
I don't think I could have the business that I have now. I mean, I literally created a multi-six-figure business in 2 years, and it was because of my belief and faith in God. Like, I, you know, in moments, you know, where I first heard, when I was at my job and I was this, you know, career mom, and I was stressed out and I was frustrated because I was trying to juggle, you know, home life and career life, and I was miserable. When I started the meditation practice is when I started to hear, I feel like it's the voice of God within, that, you know, the reason why you're unfulfilled is because you're not living your purpose. And if you just listen to me, then I'm going to direct you to a place that you want to be. And the first thing was, quit your job. And I was like, quit my job? What? I can't quit my job. And I kept hearing the same voice that kept saying, trust me, trust me, trust me. So I feel like my faith in my higher power is even stronger now than it's ever been, because I just listen to whatever I hear inside. And I'm always led to, you know, sometimes I feel like sometimes, not sometimes, all the time I'm led to a place where I have to grow, where who I am as of right now cannot create the highest vision for my life and my business. So it's leading me to expansion, to growth, to challenging myself, to doing things that scare me, because that will allow me to become the woman who can live that greater vision. So faith in a higher power is, I mean, it's for me, it's everything.
Yeah, and you've lifted up a really important point, which is that God doesn't always hand us the easiest stuff to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
Sometimes God is going to challenge us in order to allow us the opportunity to grow. So you talked about the voice within. For me, God shows up. I either hear the voice of God in my heart, or I'll feel this opening in my chest if I'm being invited to move in a new direction. It can be a terrifying direction. It can be something I've never done before, but it feels like an opening in my chest rather than a weight in the pit of my stomach. How does it show up for you?
I agree. It doesn't, even though I feel like the fear part is my ego, I don't feel like that's God speaking to me, because it feels like exciting. It feels like, yes, I should do that. I'm excited. It's like that first voice that's like, I'm excited. But then I feel like the second voice is always my fear and insecurities. So what I've learned is when I'm excited about something, I'm inspired, then that's the voice of God. And that's the voice I have to listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And I've also found I've actually trained myself to do this. When I hear that voice, when I hear that invitation and that opening, to the best of my ability, I take action immediately, even if it's fumbling action, even if I don't know what the next step is beyond that action, I just take it. And that's when things start to unfold.
Like working with my coach, Emma Churchman. saying, wait, how much mastermind? Wait. And it's like literally I was asking for you. So what I was asking for was, you know, send me someone that's going to help me take my business to the next level. And then you literally one day showed up in my inbox and we talked. I watched your video and we talked, and it was like, I knew the voice was like, yeah, she's your next coach. She's for you. But then a lot of times the insecurity comes up and the fear and the ego. But like you said, when that first voice says do it, I said, okay, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and biasly, I think you made a fabulous decision, but you also made an empowered decision. You did not stay in indecision. You did not stay in resistance. You did not let your fear or your ego or your gorgeous giant brain run the show. You trusted your gut, your intuition.
Yes. It will never, like I tell my clients, it will never steer you wrong. Even though sometimes your path is not a straight path, it could be windy, you know, it could be challenging sometimes, but you are going to get to your destination if you just listen.
Whew. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, Rashida, how can people learn more about you?
So if you want to reach me, you can find my website. It's mindshiftlife.com. And I actually have a free gift on my website all about how I created multi-six figures in the first 2 years of my business. So it includes the mindset work that I do. It also includes a lot of really powerful business strategies for success. It's right on the business coaching tab of my website. If you want to email me, my email address is Rashida. It's R-A-S as in Sam, H-I-D as in dog, A, at mindshiftlife.com.
Cool. Thank you so much for being with us. I love the direction that our conversation went in, and thank you for talking with me about faith especially.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult, Emma.